So, all right.
What, any other big stories? No, not so much.
No.
You promised me some kind of
Turkey. Prism. Oh yeah, we talked about Prism. Turkey. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man,
what's up with Turkey?
You know, the only things I can't say that I'm fully educated on it. I was hoping you guys could educate me a little bit more. I did see some protests over a park.
Yeah, they were going to create a commercial district and cut down some trees in a park. That's how it started. Okay. Kind of like the hippie earth protectors.
Right.
Right. And I then, did see protesters that were taking their stand. And at one point, I saw a photograph of one of them murdered on the ground.
Yeah.
And it was only up for a few minutes before it was removed. I think it was like the Real Art of Protest or something.
Mm-hmm. Live Leak had that picture when I saw it.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
And you know who covered it?
Someone foreign.
Pretty much nobody.
Anonymous News would be about
it. Anonymous News. CNN Turkey,
yeah,
which is a thing, was like showing Kardashian stuff or something frivolous and irrelevant while it was taking place.
Wow.
Will Kim hold Kanye's hand?
Right. So,
oh, speaking of frivolous, didn't you want to tell me bullshit about Amanda Bynes?
We were joking. We don't like Amanda Bynes at all.
Stop with the cursing.
Sorry. Vital information for our everyday lives about a Nickelodeon character from 1994.
Amanda Bynes.
Is that more accurate?
This poor girl.
I'm a little weirded out that she knows the date.
Well, that's just a round estimate.
I'm kidding.
I would estimate.
I would say it's more like 97, 98.
I have a friend who said that she's probably schizophrenic because when you watch her behavior, she's got sort of that schizophrenic behavior.
She's got crazy eyes. She's always had crazy
eyes. Hey, there's no crime in having crazy eyes.
No. Yeah. She had crazy, intense eyes.
Gina walked in and stared down muffins and she ran away hardcore. But she's just, you know, here's my thing. With Paris Jackson, that is a tragedy and it's a cry for help. Amanda Bynes is in a cry for help with her erratic and weird behavior. Lindsay Lohan,
happened is where I'm at.
Oh, she just is like always showing her boobs on Twitter and getting arrested.
She retired.
She just, Amanda Bynes retired from acting, was going to school, and then all of a sudden she surfaces on Twitter saying crazy things that she wants, like, Drake to murder her vagina.
See, I think she just finally was able to let loose.
Vagina?
Yeah. And then, like,
she turned 21.
She
right?
got arrested. She got arrested last week for throwing her bong at police.
Wait a minute.
Who hasn't done that at 22?
Duh.
I mean,
you should never throw a bong, kid, but I'm just saying.
Tina did that in New Orleans last week.
Yeah, well, we're not discussing New Orleans last week, and actually it was Alabama where I had to break things. Stupid.
Including walls.
Hey, that's an allegation. A dirty, filthy allegation.
So she's just in trouble, and like Lindsay Lohan is probably like she was on Anger Management, Charlie Sheen's show, and mm-hmm. it was kind of a funny episode. And she, you know, she was just like, every time I do something stupid, it ends up and it gets blown out of proportion. She's probably getting the hang of it by now. Brittany did.
So. She invented it. It's yeah. career resurrection.
No.
Oh, totally, it's career resurrection.
She's back.
But Brittany didn't invent it.
Oh, for she was the first one that really took it to the level.
She took it to
head,
the level of like shaving her
like
head.
85 kids. I mean,
Sinead O'Connor did some crazy shit. You can go back in time, like every pre-tween.
But had you,
for like Annette Funicello, she was pretty much awesome, as far as I know.
The thing I think is it exposes some sexism in the media, definitely.
Totally.
Well, Charlie yeah. Sheen does it and gets on freaking CBS for, yep. I mean, it captivated
and
America.
And he got like a Porsche ad
oh, yeah.
for his house arrest
yeah.
or Aberreth or whatever.
Yeah. And he was, I celebrated him. I was like, this is fantastic.
Right.
He is just
Tiger's
taking
blood.
The conventional wisdom and just standing, you know, I do drugs. I love them. I have goddesses. What's next? You know, it was incredible to watch.
Winning.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Isn't that where we got Like a
right.
Boss?
Huh?
Isn't that where we got Like a Boss?
No. We
no.
got Winning,
not,
Tiger
no,
Blood.
No, I think that was Rick Ross.
Fastball.
That was Rap that came up with the Like a Boss.
Sad.
Like a Boss.
I like that one.
Yeah, so I think you're right. That's, you know, it is interesting to kind of, there's a big discussion going on in the comedy world of whether rape jokes are appropriate. We've always talked about, you know, the
it's
rape,
whether or not they're appropriate dinner conversations.
Yeah, libertarians have talked about the rape culture and, you know, sexism in the libertarian movement. There's, you know, there's sort of a lot of talk about feminism. John Hamm, you know, John Hamm
yeah.
is a very well-endowed man, and He got.
I only know that because you linked to the you put that story in
several,
the chat room.
Several links,
and I was like, "Why did I wake up and I am just bombarded with
John
pictures
Hamm's
of John
wiener.
Hamm's penis clothed?"
And I'm not in a barracks.
It is. Yeah. You should Google that right now. It's impressive.
John Hamm's penis.
Yeah.
Are there one M or two M's in Hamm?
Two M.
I gotta find
trust
out
me,
what
that man
I'm
has
Googling.
Two M's in his Hamm.
Oh my gosh.
So he is well endowed, and he basically got treated at the beginning of this year to like a female actress. Because, you know, it's all about his body, and that's all anyone asks him about, and that's what all the story is about. It's not because he's a serious artist as Don Draper. It's because of his package. And he was treated like a female actress, and he hated it. And I thought, that's kind of a deep point.
What if that's...
How many men are treated like women?
Whoa, I just looked it up. Okay, so first of all, if
you're
welcome. Googling, it comes up as John Hamm's Wang. I'm just pointing that out. And I could see why this would be newsworthy. Yeah, I'm getting it.
Yeah, that's an impressive piece of acting equipment.
What's funny, though, is what if it never gets to the point where women, you know, like where essentially women aren't objectified. It's just men get brought down and objectified. What if that's the equality
we
arrive at?
Not there. Go on, watch any commercial or any Apatow movie, and men are just helpless little babies waiting for a woman to save them.
No, but I mean sexually objectified.
Oh.
You know, women want to be, well, I'm intelligent, I'm smart, I have a PhD instead of...
Did you see the photo, the posters, the old ads that I posted on Facebook earlier this week?
Oh, yeah.
Where it is mm-hmm. all the ads from the 40s and 50s about women, and it's like, when is it appropriate to kill a woman? I mean, it's like, you know, like rape. There's never a bad time if it's your wife. I mean, it's horrifying stuff. And you look at it and you go, you know it was bad in the 40s and 50s, but this is grotesque.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was horrifying. Like, there's one where it's a man spanking his wife, like, bent over her knee, and he's just... spanking her for misbehaving or not getting dinner on the table on time. And you're like, in what world would that be an appropriate ad today? Or
not that long ago.
What if
I mean it happened, but as a person from this generation, I can absolutely guarantee you I would choke a motherfucker with another motherfucker if he came at me like that.
I can imagine.
Yes, Gina's a violent
and then she
creature.
Would chemtrail your house while she made you watch Building 7 on a separate TV.
I would probably torture a person. Mm-hmm. That would probably happen.
I believe that. I believe it. Well, Spangle, did we cover everything?
I think so. Let's wrap up. Anything that we missed that you want to talk about?
Puberty of former child stars.
I don't
want
to talk about girls' puberty.
Woody Allen coming out as an anarchist. I thought that was a
really?
Great story.
Woody Allen?
Not Woody Allen. Harrelson. Sorry.
Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson.
It was a political story last weekend, and the guy was just interviewing him and asking him like if he was disappointed in Obama, and for whatever reason, he just kind of got off the rails and was like, well, I mean, I'm disappointed, but I mean, I'm an anarchist.
For whatever reason?
And I was like...
He got off the rails because he's Woody Harrelson.
That's true. That's true. Jesus.
I mean, Twinkies.
He's like the beginning of the Hunger Games when he walks in. Like, I think that's just how he lives his whole life. And then Vince Vaughn came out as a Ron Paul Fountainhead fan.
Yeah.
So,
anything
that you want to cover, plug?
There's the Lady Godiva Freedom event.
Freedom event, 4th of July.
How do we plug that information?
We've posted
Can we put
it on
the website?
Yeah, we've posted it on the Facebook page. If you're here in Indiana, I would almost guarantee that at your state capitol somewhere, there will be a rally for your freedoms and America.
And then right next to
Capitol.
You will be the Armed Revolution of Kokesh.
Right.
Well, no.
You guys are going to want to coordinate on scheduling.
Yeah, we have. They're a couple hours before us. Hopefully they're gone.
So there may not even be a government.
And I'm saying us. Us is such a...
Here in Indiana, our buddy Andy Horning is having a Lady Godiva ride on July 4th. Lady Godiva will be showing up. Lady Godiva will be tastefully attired, but...
Minimally.
And riding a horse, and you should study the story of Lady Godiva. Look up on the Facebook, the Freedom Farm. Go like Andy Horning's page, the Freedom Farm. They'll have some info there. We've posted the event probably a week ago on our Facebook page at We're Libertarians. That's here in Indiana. Most of our listeners are in Indiana, but if in your neck of the woods, I'm sure there's a rally to go to. And if you can't find a rally to go to, then start one. Quit being a loser.
Right? Get off your duff.
That's right.
Do some stuff.
You know what would be, if we do have any listeners, you know, that are non-
If we do have any listeners.
Hey, if we have anybody listening.
I mean, Spangle tells me we have listeners, but I've never actually verified it, and so I'm coming around to the Reagan doctrine of trust but verify.
We have a couple. We have Samantha.
We do.
We have Travis. We have...
But if you're not from Indiana and you have like a libertarian candidate you really want to, you know, support or promote, I'd love to like have you... reach us, get in contact with them, maybe have them on the show or do like a phone interview and then add it to the end of a podcast. Like, yeah. That'd be a lot of fun.
I'm totally down
help
for
get the word out.
I'm totally down for the struggle. So.
Spangle was at Selma.
I was in Las Vegas, the Selma of the Libertarian Convention Movement. All right. This is run out of gas quickly.
Sorry.
Gina, it's so nice having you here.
I love it when you invite me to come. It makes my whole day.
You're like a Liberty Pixie.
Yes, I will take it. The Liberty Pixie.
Are those glasses prescription?
Yes. Okay, so I mentioned that my truck was stolen, right? Did I mention that on this broadcast?
She has like these giant... I'm going to take a photo of you before you leave.
You must. Because these glasses are unbelievable. They are literally a relic from the 70s.
Literally.
When my truck was stolen, my spare contacts and my glasses were in there because I'd been on vacation for 8 days. And so the day that I returned, I hit the bed and I slept really hard. And apparently I dug my head so far into the pillow that I deprived my eyeball of oxygen.
Oh my gosh.
Because when I woke up, it was red, angry, and just full of like... Anyway, it's irrelevant how ugly my eye was. The contact had to come out. I was blind for 2 days in that one eye. Not blind, but my prescription's like -6.
I can't imagine a worse place to go on a trip with. You're like a... You are like a Tasmanian devil of like...
This
frustration.
Is, dude, this is how she lives her life. Her whole life is...
It like, is kind of... I mean, it's an amazing bundle of chaos. I love it. Not many people could probably hang.
Oh, no. not more than an hour.
This shit right here is original OG backcountry, so...
Where are you from originally?
Columbus, Indiana, by way of Edinburgh, with a little bit of Kentucky... And Detroit smattered in. I mean,
so back to your boogie nights glasses.
Okay. So once I realized that I could not wear my contacts and I did not have my glasses because they were stolen, I made a trip down to my mother's because my eyes are -6, each of them, which is a big deal. And the only two pairs of glasses that she had that were still a similar prescription were these and one from like... literally the 50s or 60s. It had to be the 60s because she was born in 60. Anyway, and they were brown, and I would have almost worn them, but the dust on them was so thick that my eyelashes kept knocking it into my eyes. And so we're rocking this. Like these are glass glasses, like bottle cap lenses in the shape of butterfly wings.
Enormous. You look like
you belong in Fountain Square.
You just graduated high school in 1974.
Absolutely.
So with your short blonde, bleach blonde hair and your glasses.
They're going to be here for a couple weeks, according to the eye doctor.
Nice.
So, but after that, he'll give me the eye exam and let
You're
me get
so
contacts.
Lucky that it is 2013 and not 2005. Because it's such, you look like a hipster, so you can pull it off. People, you're just going to have incidental, like, hey, what are you, a hipster? For like 3 weeks.
But what's the worst case? People are going to think poorly of me because of my clothes. Oh, no.
Right.
I mean.
No, yeah. They will think better of you. They'll be like, oh, she's ironic. She's so, I get it.
Yeah, she I walked mean, now yeah. It's clever.
Like, you walked in, I was like, she looks so fashionable with her
I know.
Blue dress and her like, pearl
Spangle,
necklace.
You never told me she's rich.
I know.
Yeah, I'm loaded. That's why I went all the way back to the 70s. Like, I fueled up the DeLorean.
These belong back to Yoko Ono.
Yeah. What was it, plutonium? No big deal. We got that.
All right, well, let's end this.
Now we're triggered.
Catastrophe.
Yeah.
Actually, I would say, you know, this was a pretty good one. There are times where we kill the mic, and I just think, what am I going to do with this pile of crap?
You like, should see the look on Lince's face when Spangle said that.
Like, there are times where we finish a show, and I just go, that'll do. And we put it out, and people really seem to enjoy it. And I go back and I listen to it as I'm editing. I'm like, you know, this is pretty good. It's kind of
it's
funny.
I'm always afraid to listen. And then I'm like, you know what? We actually had substance. It wasn't just, rah, 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 government sucks, rah, 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 rah,
yeah.
rah, you know.
Like, there are times where I listen back and I just laugh really hard at my jokes. And I'm like, yeah, I have the same sense of humor as that guy. He's pretty funny. You know,
I really like listening to Creighton. He always like educates me every time I tune in and you guys have him
on.
Oh,
he's going to love that.
That is the quick way into Creighton's pants.
Well, lucky me.
No, Creighton is all
Isn't
about...
Isn't he like jailbait?
No, Creighton's all about business, though.
No, but you'll unzip that fly and you'll be
Stop
shocked
it. Hey, 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 hey.
Are we talking about Ham Ham again?
He is the only one of us who has a respectable future ahead of
That's
him.
That's very
so
true.
Let's not ruin that for the kid.
No.
So he's going...
Very smart, very intelligent, and doing a good job.
Unlike the rest of us, he has a future.
That's right.
So.
Hey, speak for yourself, Bang Bear. I intend to wake up tomorrow.
You can't even...
I may be in jailabama.
You can't even get halfway across the country without losing your truck and your glasses.
But I got halfway across the country, lost my truck and my glasses, and made it back.
It's a miracle
so
you had your baby when
respect.
You got home.
Oh, no, that's not a miracle. That's a priority.
Oh, my.
You haven't been to New Orleans till you stopped in Nashville and almost got shanked.
I almost did the shanking, damn it.
That's right.
I was driving back from Alabama, and we stopped at this rest stop, and I walk in there. And basically, hey, by the way, if you're still listening, we're basically just entertaining ourselves now. So
yeah.
And we're really proud of you.
Feel free
Thanks
to cut it off.
There's like no future. You're not going to learn anything. It's just basically us just chatting because we think we sound funny.
Yeah. I've still got two beers left, so we'll keep this going for a little while.
Yeah.
And I've only had to pee for the last 47 minutes, so I'm in. Let's
nice.
Go.
You're little. Your bladder will make it.
You'll sweat it out.
Yeah. So I was driving back, and we stop in Alabama on Route 331, and we just walked out of Flora, Alabama, and we drive up, and I've got to go to the restroom, so me and the missus and the family, we stop in the family truckster at the rest stop there on 331, and we walk in. I walk in, I go to the bathroom, I'm walking out, and I look over, and it says George Wallace Memorial Rest Stop. I'm like, oh, welcome to Alabama.
Wow.
Middle of Alabama, there's a rest stop dedicated to the most racist governor in history.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. So. That's the keep Alabama beautiful, baby. I mean.
Yeah. I don't know. I love George Wallace's comedy, though. Very funny comedian. Some of you will get that. Most of you
yeah,
will not.
Yeah, it's funny he repented so much at the end of his life and considered it like his greatest honors when the Tuskegee Institute invited him to speak at graduation.
Aww.
I mean, he came around on it, to
you
say
know
the
what?
Least.
You people have done a great job.
That's how I feel with former GOP friends that are like, God, gays are horrible. I'm like... Aww. Oh, just give it 20 years. You're going to look like a moron.
Hey,
yeah.
Pride's coming up here in Indianapolis.
Tomorrow, kids, Pride.
You know what? It's going to be fabulous.
Fabulous. The parade's tomorrow. They've got events going on pretty much the month, I believe. I know they've got their the
June,
whole...
June is Pride Month.
Yes. And so the...
Somebody Twitter Rick Santorum and let him know.
Right.
If so you ever want to get them all, they're going to be here, Rick.
Right.
And activism and floats and alcohol. So, I mean... How could you go wrong?
Really, you know, I heard Patton Oswalt. I was watching a comedy DVD with Patton Oswalt. And he goes, you know, if you're against gay rights because you're just grossed out, the thought of two men kissing each other just makes you physically ill and you just can't comprehend that and you don't like that and it just is gross. That is a valid argument that we can argue against. But if you're, you know, and then he went on to say, if you're against it because of the Bible, that's not a valid argument. And then he went on to call it a fairy tale book and all that stuff. But
Mitch, you love that.
Huh? Yeah, I was like, yeah, I'm going to disagree with you on that one, Patton. But, you know, on
you
the
know, fairy tale or statement of facts, they were laws and codes that were supposed to be applicable to a couple thousand years ago. And we don't follow any of the rest of them.
I mean, when you whip out Leviticus as your anti, you know, anti-religious statement, like Romans 1, that's a little tougher to argue if you're, you know, on
that's
the
New Testament.
Pro-LGBT. But, you know, that's because it's New Testament. But really, at the end of the day, when you hear people arguing against gay rights, it's just because they're grossed out. And that is not a valid argument.
No.
I disagree with Patton on that. It's just not. Like,
well, he just meant that it was a statement that you could argue with, and,
right?
And one that you could have a logical conversation.
Because
the tough one's the slippery slope.
I could show you video of Chris, of Daniel Peffers and Greg Lynn's kissing each other, and it is beautiful.
Well, yeah,
I would like to see.
That's only for pay subscribers. It's a private YouTube video.
Our bonus content is two bears,
yes,
wrestling each other.
Yes. One very hairy bear and one less hairy bear.
Aw, hairy bear.
Yeah. So, well, this is really.
Oh, just trolled off completely.
Should we just end this?
But it's amazing. I mean, we should end it soon because we've been going for a while. But is there anything else that we're forgetting? Because I feel like there's some important libertarian shit that we haven't put down yet.
I was just thinking of something a minute ago. I had to do... No, never. No, it's
no, gone. Lost
yep.
it.
Syria. Which rebels
Syria?
To back?
No, there's no rebels to back. You're just not going to back rebels.
Or what are you going to do? Back the government or back the opposition?
The people are being slaughtered. That's a problem.
It's like choosing
get the civilians.
It's like choosing Nazis versus communists. Who are you going to choose?
Yep.
Do you want to choose the 13 million people or the 50 million people? They're both going to be murderers. I mean, it's, you know, it's completely ridiculous. You can't choose a side because the side that you want to choose is Iran and Hezbollah, and the other side is Assad.
A dictatorial murderer that uses gas on his own citizens.
Right.
Yeah.
And are we the nanny state? Is it our job to go quash everything
worldwide?
Why
is it America's responsibility to settle a civil war? Anybody?
It's not.
Because it's so hard to look at images of babies dying in the streets.
And
the way they treat
is.
Women.
It completely
That's my
is.
Big thing. Like, that's where I always struggle with the whole libertarian foreign policy position.
They let them off easy? Is that what you struggle with?
Well, yeah. Finish the job.
Hey, don't F me. F him. He's like one step below Nice.
Oh, come on
I'm
now.
I'm just kidding.
He's at least three steps
below
Nice.
I advocate interventionist foreign policy because of like women and moral reasons. I'm a little bit different than
and
most
And I'm a fan of women
because
they make good sandwiches.
No,
Greg wrote 30% of those posters I was talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Well, I did the artwork. No, but I mean, there's no one good to support over there. I mean, Iraq was one. I mean, it was a huge mistake. But if there was ever a shot to get a democracy there where women had even remotely a chance at equal rights, that was it, and it's fallen into civil war.
Yeah,
it's a mess.
So
that is an interesting question, though. I've always wanted to. You don't feel any obligation towards the rest of like women in, globally?
Absolutely,
to,
I feel
to
an
advocate
obligation,
for their rights.
But in this situation, I mean, it's like.
What's the point?
No, that's not the case at all. I know what the point would be. I know exactly where the benefits would lie. I would love to see, to have like a mythical fairy tale way for a dragon to come in and scoop up all of the civilians, men, women, and children that are trapped in this situation and bring them to safety. But at the same time, I know that I don't have any dragons trained waiting to go do that. And I don't think that our government needs to be responsible for running around the globe and... While, yes, I do feel like we have an obligation to prevent genocidal acts, it's a damn tricky situation.
I kind of zoned out there for a minute. What were you, dragons being trained? What are you talking about?
No, I mean, if there was an ideal
situation. How to train your dragon, Spangle. Where have you been?
Too much Game of Thrones for you.
I have never watched Game of Thrones. My point was if there was a
Do you
want
to know how the last show
something
ended?
About a red wedding. I've got Facebook, too, but it doesn't make mean shit to me.
I hadn't seen it, and I haven't watched the season, and then Maya gets on and just goes, hey, by the way, blah, 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 blah. It gives me
all spoiled the whole season.
I'm like, I'm just not even going to watch the season now.
No.
You've ruined the whole thing for me. And then I started laughing. I go, you should put that on your Facebook.
Oh,
and so Maya went on
social terrorism.
And Maya really went is. On and posted the ending to last week's
God.
Game of Thrones.
But basically, it's a tragic situation. Wish we could fix it.
I know. I couldn't believe they killed the...
Yeah. Never mind.
All right. So let's give a test for our loyal listeners. Just to see if anybody actually listens this far, tweet or go on the Facebook on the post of this article and tweet us what Gina's favorite color is.
Yes.
What's your favorite color, Gina?
Oh, do I have to tell you? You get to
yes.
guess.
No.
Well, if you had
it's
to look...
It's going to be registered with the NSA, just
if
so
you,
you're
if,
clear.
Exactly.
Choose
if you
wisely.
Had to look at the products I'm holding right now...
Your it would probably be red.
That's right. All right. Red is so kind of my signature color.
If you made it all the way to the end, then you are a super fan of We're Libertarians.
Yes, so we owe you a cookie.
Reassess your priorities in life.
You know what, though? You can get a cookie at Goody's Bakery in Whiteland on 31 if you mention this ad.
You know, we have international listeners. I don't think the
if they want to stroll on over to Goody's Bakery and get a cookie, they totally can.
Our friends in England are not driving over to Goody's Cookies. I'm sure they
and
can get some
it's
delicious
Goody's Cupcakery on 31
I'm
in
sure
Whiteland.
They can get some delicious biscuits over there.
Yes, and I hope the entire biscuits. Country of Canada enjoys watching the Stanley Cup between Chicago and Los Angeles, two historically hotbeds of hockey.
I'm sure it's full
I
of
mean,
Canucks.
I mean, yeah. Like, the L.A., like, what are they?
I mean, it just shows. You Canadians have to come to America if they want to achieve excellence.
Are they ducks? Are we talking about, like, Anaheim?
Work for Lorne Michaels.
Yep.
So, all right, everybody. Thank you for listening. Tweet us and let us know Gina's favorite color if you've listened to this
it's
far.
It's still red.
We love you, and it hasn't changed in the last 3 minutes.
We do love you.
All right.